We're doing Dov's Minute. This week's parsha is Matot Mas'ei. In Parshat Mas'ei, we recount the journeys the Jews traveled throughout the desert. The Rambam says that the Torah points out where we traveled because you know where those locations are, go look them up. Seems in the Rambam's day, they knew where all those places were. And the Rambam says the purpose is so that you could go there and see where the Jews traveled, and then you will know that no nation could travel that path. If you look at those places, you'll see there is no logical way that a nation can last traveling that journey. If the Torah would not list the journeys, you'd think they traveled from oasis to oasis. Okay, they managed in the desert. The Rambam says the Torah told us exactly where they traveled when, so that you can go and check. And when you see it, you'll know that the people in the desert had the miracles of the Torah literally. They had man falling from heaven, they had water coming from a rock, because there's no other way that 2 million people can travel through such a path. And the Rambam says, he alludes to this in the book, The Guide to the Perplexed, he says, and this is one of the greater miracles and proofs of the Torah. Because if we think about it, the Maimad Har Sinai, the great revelation, was one day, right? 1 hour. And we don't exactly know what happened there. But here, this is something that went on for 40 years. Wherever they traveled, 6 days a week, man falls from heaven. On the sixth day, double portion. On the seventh day, no man. How does that happen throughout the desert? Ah, go look at Masay. Go look at their journey, and you'll see that that's the only way it could have worked, and that's one of the greater proofs to the truth of the Torah.